Bebop, baloobop, she's my baby.
All right, I'm ready now.
Raimondo.
Okie dokie. I was responding to a listener. All right. What?
Didn't take out my joke from the top of the script. The Rouge joke.
Yeah, don't do that again.
I found it funny.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. This week, I would like to direct your attention to the ever-growing GoFundMe page for the victims of the shooting in Las Vegas recently, which, while an excellent idea, makes me sad that that is how we handle healthcare in this country. But if you would like to give them money, please go to www.gofundme.com and look up Las Vegas shooting. It will be right there at the top. And please give if you're so inclined. And now, on with the show.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 110th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This one's just all going to be about colors. No, it's not. It's not going to be just about colors.
Boo, Ernst. But it's going to be quick and to the point. We're going to get this in the can, and we're going to get you guys on a plane. Let's go.
Yeah, all right. I'm the only one. Also, it's Craig with me, as always. KO72, Stinky Bean 15, it's Ray, it's Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
So this is the week of 10-4 through 10-11 on the 20s and 17s. Your Deadpool Daily is going down. Today was Yellow BDSM Carol. Tomorrow, Yellow Battery Man. Friday, Green Fist. Saturday, Blue Ragnarok. Sunday, Green Kamala Khan. Monday, Green Quicksilver. Tuesday, Blue Switch. And Wednesday is Yellow Switch's husband. On the 5-day 4-star crash...
Sorry, I was hoping maybe you guys could put in, like, a fuselage exploding sound and then a plane going down.
All right.
Because you're flying tomorrow.
That's true.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian, could you check your audio settings? You're breaking up.
Oh, no.
Dead air. Dead air. Dead air. Dead air. Dead air. That's called dead air.
All right, am I back? Did you want to talk while my audio was falling apart?
Apparently,
nope.
No.
No, I was hoping maybe one of you two could have carried that moment, but...
I did. I sang a little song.
Yeah, it's terrible. Quick. Deadpool.
On the 30th was Deadpool versus the Wolverine. How fare thee?
Oh, that was easy for me. I'll take that back. I got killed once because I didn't deny black. He just did apparently nothing but black matches, activated that power, and killed me before I knew what was going on. However, the second time I paid a little attention, and it was really super easy.
I'm Zeering.
I managed to win after several tries. I think it took me about 5 or 6 tries this morning, but I did manage to win. Again, when I remembered, the first time it went horribly because I thought I could just beat him up, and I was like, what am I doing? My Deadpool is not anywhere near usable, and... you know, I have to just rely on a good board and complete denial. And then eventually I did. I was able to avoid black and yellow long enough because green didn't seem to hurt me. Green actually almost always activated countdown for what tiles.
Oh, okay.
And ended up helping me. But man, he was just beating me up with yellow and black. But I won.
Well done.
Hmm.
Coming up next should be a special insert. So it should be Devil Dino versus Maureen Squirrel Girl. Looking at the infographic provided by our good friend Samurai, Ian and I both have the Dino at 444. Ray has him at 353. So I think we should be able to beat up on Maureen. I don't think that'll be very hard.
Gonna say I'm optimistic suddenly.
So if they continue on back to the pattern after that, on the 10th should be Elektra versus someone that I've forgotten.
I don't know. Daredevil, Kingpin, Bullseye.
I had it up. Sue
Storm.
Oh, Blade. Blade.
Oh, Blade.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
And your story events, Web Wonders running right now. 16,000 will get you 3 Punisher covers. 32,000 is the red Rogue. 57,000 for 30 CP. Top 50 folks are Baby Groot, and 51 to 400 is Mystique. Those being clearance level 9 rewards there. New boss event. I'm stoked. You stoked?
I am. I'm confused and a little scared, but yes.
Yeah, we'll get into the details of this thing because it looks hard. But here we go. X-Men versus Apocalypse. 281,500 gets you a green Quicksilver. 500,000 is a blue Quicksilver. 900,000 gets you a Mezami recruit token.
Ooh.
Yeah. On the Alliance side, completing rounds 2 through 4 will get you 3-star Gambit covers, one of each flavor. Rounds 5 to 7 are X-23 covers. And completing it out gets you another legendary Mezami token. My French is terrible, so deal with it.
Well, at least you didn't say a mess amis or something.
Is a mess amis? Mess amis here?
Are you the French expert? I am. Buongiorno.
Your shield training still going on. I was able to do two of those missions with Rogue.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I did not make it that far. Because not only was I not able to get a Rogue, I was not able to get a Rogue. The end. I ran into a mission where it said, Your X-Men characters aren't level 209, stop playing. And I went, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to have, what, Cyclops, Professor X, and somebody else.
Let's say the Wolverine?
Yeah, it sounds likely.
X-Force Wolverine, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had all of them champed, but I am not able to defeat the second. So I fought the first one and was able to get past that. But the second Rogue fight is against Magneto, I believe. And yeah. I got two yellow Rogues. Turns out that does nothing when she's by herself. So Magneto just rips me apart every time.
I had one red, so at least I could save up a bunch of red and eventually punch him.
Sure.
So I was able to win that one. In your PvP land, you got the ever-so-popular combined arms. 800 is a yellow Black Panther, 900 yellow Medusa, 1200 for the CP. Top 5 folks is Miles, and 6 to 50 is Patch. And then coming up after that will be the Gambit 1, Honor Among Thieves. So there you go. First things first, Ian, tell me about the featured pie of the week.
All right. I will, only because it's a segment and it's technically counts as a pie. This is actually, in a way, one of my favorite pies, because if someone shows up to a dinner or social function with one of these, you know to no longer be their friend. The shoe fly pie is...
You use the term pie with that really regretfully.
Well, because it depends on how you serve it, and it kind of, like, they just kind of added pie crust to the idea because it's easier to eat one-handed that way. It's just a cooked pile of molasses. It's disgusting. I can't stand by it in any way, but really it is. It's just molasses baked into it's like a molasses crumb cake that got baked into a pie crust. There are two standard variations to this pie: dry bottom if you're a civilized human being, or wet bottom if you're gross.
Nobody wants a soggy bottom.
No, but I mean, the main difference, obviously, the wet bottom, you don't fully cook the bottom. It's stickier, gooier. It has like a custard consistency. The other one has a nice full crust. If anybody tries to deceive you and tell you they brought over a delicious Montgomery pie, don't be fooled. It's the same thing, but they put in some lemon juice into the bottom layer of the crust. Disgusting. And that's about it. If they tell you, don't worry, I made mine with treacle instead of molasses, don't worry, it's the same thing. Please avoid this pie. It is the like one of the only confections that the Pennsylvania Dutch are famous for that is terrible. Everything else they do seems to be glorious.
See, I was not aware that treacle was the same as molasses.
Indeed it is.
Because when, you know, Hagrid makes Harry Potter treacle tarts, I did not know what a treacle tart was.
Yeah, it's made with light molasses instead of dark molasses.
Ah. So you're telling me that Hagrid's a terrible cook.
He is. Yes!
Which we do know from his birthday cake, where he spelled it himself, words and all.
I was going to say, being familiar with the franchise, you should already be certain that this is a fact. It's, you know, at least he tries. He's a nice guy.
He is. He's a hard worker.
Right. It's good that he would tackle a task that he's not comfortable with because he likes Harry that much. That's thoughtful.
Yeah, I'm down.
And that's all I got for shoe fly pie.
I think that's enough. I'm surprised you went beyond this pie is awful. End of list.
Well, I mean, you know, it's
all,
most,
all I know is that
someone
that
might like it.
For Christmas time, if we're at Ray's and it's, you know, Pictionary or Charades, and I need to come up with Shoe Fly Pie, all I have to get the E in is, this is awful. I need to come up with Shoe Fly Pie.
If you shout this is awful during Charades, we deserve to lose, but...
Yeah, but you'll get it right, because we have that kind of connection.
That's true.
UNC Samurai asked, if you have a soggy bottom on your pie, does that make you a man of constant sorrow?
Yes, especially if it's Shoe Fly Pie.
Yeah, exactly. And then there were the conversation from there has been about the Soggy Bottom Boys and that movie.
It was a solid film. It was an incredible soundtrack. It was all around good.
Do not seek the treasure. I know Craig doesn't like that movie, too, and it makes that makes me happy as well.
Do not. Moving on. Hey, Remy LeBeau is in the game, Cher.
That was worth it and awful at the same time.
All right. He is coming out as, sadly to me, a 3-star and a 5-star because I don't like the duplicate characters.
You had
if
a
you
couple
want to make
people...
a 3-star, I'm down. But please give them different powers than the 5-star.
You had a couple people agree with you on the Facebook page. You should be happy.
Yeah,
Most of us were against you, but...
I'm down with more 3-star characters. I just don't want them to be exactly identical to the 5-star character. I just don't like it.
I like it. It's less to learn.
I like learning. All right, so his first power is called Raging Cajun for 11 purple. This power creates countdown tiles, replacing enemy special tiles, and dealing damage for each countdown tile when they expire. The modern version at level 166 creates 3 3-turn countdown tiles that do 2,676 each. The classic 5-star version creates 4 2-turn countdown tiles, replacing 4 enemy special tiles, dealing 5,292 each. His second power is Dead Man's Hand, Aces and Eights. Costs 7 red. This attack destroys random charged or basic tiles, dealing extra damage for each charged tile destroyed this way, that then creates 2 charged tiles. For 3-star, each charged tile destroyed deals an extra 520. The 5-star deals 7,580 damage at level 450 for each charged tile destroyed this way. So, man, you got to team him up with people who make charged tiles and just lay into people with that. His last power is an interesting passive. This is called Stack Deck. It's a black passive. Generates AP every turn in purple and red. However, this passive prevents his allies from firing powers in the same color as Gambit's active powers, purple and red. So you get a trade-off. You get lots of purple and red as long as nobody else can do that.
Well, they
can. They just won't be able to. He's only fueling himself because he's generating so much. And he really does. He only, you know, converts potential energy to kinetic energy for his own benefit. So that seems logical.
Yeah. Yeah, the description seems perfectly fitting for that character.
Yeah, your red and purple passives will still work.
Oh, sure.
You just can't use active powers. So team him up with people who've got some red and purple passives, and Bob will be your uncle.
Speaking of appropriate descriptions, Ray, do you have this link open? I never open these links when Craig is reading this for the people listening at home. I just wanted to know, is his second ability... Does it say aces and eights, or did Craig just add flavor text?
No, it's actually called aces and eights.
Oh, okay. So you added front flavor text. What is that? What is that all about?
I missed what we said.
Hand. He goes, his next ability is called Dead Man's Hand.
Oh, okay.
Because I played too much poker. I see aces and eights, and it's Dead Man's Hand.
You are such a font of misinformation.
No, that's my wife.
That's true. Now I know where she gets it. It's all your fault all these years. No, actually, that's just one of the many things that make you such a great couple. But still, come on, dude.
I completely missed it. I think I was just listening for the description of the power.
And... okay, he's straight up lying about what the powers are called.
Yeah,
now.
I got it.
No, I'm improving upon their naming. Anywho, Gambit will be released October 5th during the soon-to-be-discussed X-Men vs. Apocalypse. His legendary store starts on October 5th as well, with increased odds of getting Old Man Meatbag and Phoenix.
That makes sense.
Yeah, 3-star will be in the Honor Among Thieves event on the 8th. Gambit Modern features in the event will have multiple covers in that vault. His PvP is called Raging Cajun, and it will start on the 15th.
Wow. That's quick. Okay.
Bam!
Oh, I missed something. I forgot. There's a Sim Challenge story event starting on the 12th. Sim Challenge X-Men Edition, it is called.
Mm.
But I have no other details. I'm assuming X-Men will be boosted.
That would seem a safe assumption.
If it's all the Avengers, that will be very strange. But
well, maybe they are boosted. You have to use them to battle the X-Men.
Oh, Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah. It's
true. Or Inhumans versus X-Men. That was also a thing.
Yeah.
No, don't say that. That one Inhumans node, that really... I don't want to fight the Inhumans anymore.
Oh, man. That node was brutal.
It was. It was. I gave up quick.
Ian, did you play a lot of the last event where the one fight was Lockjaw, Medusa, and Black Bolt?
Oh, I didn't have a chance. Yeah, that was brutal.
Whoo, doggies. And doggies.
Turns out that is a really good team.
Yeah, man, they were rough. Rough.
rough.
Sorry. Funny in my head. All right. Anniversary and apocalypse news.
Good luck.
Anniversary. Woo!
All right. So anniversary events, we're going to get the return of everyone's favorite Double ISO 8.
Woo-hoo.
Love Double ISO 8.
Yeah.
There will be anniversary vault tokens, and everyone will get a free anniversary vault token at the start of the anniversary. So
woo!
Thanks. X-Men V Apocalypse starts at noon tomorrow. Unfortunately for us, we'll be on a plane.
I'm finally going to be a top three finisher before you guys get the chance to log on.
Honor Among Thieves is at 7 Eastern on the 8th, and Simulator X-Men, 7 a.m. on the 12th.
Oh, hey.
So,
yes? Demiurge Patch just said on Discord that Sim Challenge is the internal name for the Simulator PvE.
Oh.
So, right, Simulator then. PvE is what we're talking about.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, Patch. X-Men Apocalypse, an Alliance boss event. One boss mission and 5 supporting character missions. So you'll be fighting everyone's favorite mutant, N. Sabaneur. He cannot be stunned or sent airborne. He has a passive black power, calls forth his 4 horsemen at the start of the battle. The horsemen cannot be matched away or destroyed by normal means. They are as follows. Famine. He destroys your AP. This tile is destroyed when you have enough AP in your strongest color. Let me see if there's any more info here. I'm trying to read some of Patch's patch notes.
Yeah, so what he said is that it destroys 1 AP from your strongest color as long as it is out there. And when your strongest color reaches a certain point, it gets destroyed.
Nice.
You got War. Your matches deal less damage. This is destroyed when you have dealt enough damage. Kind of like it counts. It keeps track of damage like Pestilence. Penance Stare. Pestilence Stare. The next one is Pestilence.
Right.
This one creates attack tiles. New tiles have a chance to become attack tiles for Apocalypse. This tile is destroyed when there aren't any special tiles on the board for Apocalypse. And then there is Death. When another horseman is destroyed, creates a countdown tile that downs your character in front. So you have to get rid of that countdown tile before that happens. The death countdown tile ranges from 6 to 4 turns. So once you destroy all the horsemen, then you actually get to fight Apocalypse, because he restores himself to full health at the start of every turn if there are any horsemen on the board.
Oh.
So I'm betting he's got, you know, plenty of hit points, so one-shotting him is probably unlikely. The death tile is destroyed when it is the last horseman on the board. So once you kill Famine, War, and Pestilence, death will follow. He has 2 other powers. His red power is called The Strong Will Survive. And this deals damage to the lowest level enemy. I don't think it says anywhere how much at this point. No. And then his other power is Rejuvenate, passive yellow. Like I said, at the start of any turn, if there's a horseman on the board, return Apocalypse to full health. He does take turns and make matches.
Thank goodness.
Let's say, with the exception of the featured characters, the side pins and boss events are for categories of characters. Example, any storm, specific 1 stars are not required.
Right.
And then, so, since he only has the 1 active power, you know, they're saying if you can deny the 8 red, he will only be able to damage you via attack tiles and matches, since that's his only direct attack damage. So a little bit more puzzle involved in this boss event.
Yeah, definitely. So
it's gonna be interesting. You gotta work your way through the horsemen while not having death kill you.
Right.
You then get your shot at Apocalypse.
While not having Apocalypse kill you by making matches and getting criticals and watching all your AP get diminished.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome, kind of. I'm really excited after hearing that description.
I'm super excited. I think it's going to take some, you know, a time or two of going through it, you know, to really...
Oh, for sure.
...figure the best way you want to attack it. But it sounds super fun. I'm down.
Yeah, yep. I agree completely. I'm just thinking that my new best friend, Vulture, is probably going to come in handy because he can destroy special tiles like nobody else.
And won't be ever taking damage because he's always flying.
Yeah, exactly. He's my new best friend. I don't know, though. He can't take all that much damage, so you got to get all the timing of everything correct. But I definitely got to give that a try.
Let's see what else we got going on. Versus events, Class of 2017 is on the 5th at 8 p.m. Then you got Let's Be Frank on the 8th. Danger Room is on the 10th. And Raw 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 is on the 12th. Devil Dino. I missed this. Devil Dino is the crash on both the 5th and the 12th.
Oh.
I did not realize that. He is in both the sweet and the savory.
Wait, 5th and 12th?
5th and 10th.
Should be 10th.
This
five
says
12th, apart.
Though, on the screen I'm reading.
Huh.
It should be the 10th, right?
Should be. It's a five-day situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
We'll find out. But it looks like it's a lot of Devil Dino.
Anniversary Vault. So Anniversary Vault has 100 things in it, 3 fan-favorite legendary tokens, 9 random Devil Dinos, 7 random 4-stars, 3 amounts of hero points, 11 bunches of ISO 8, 27 random 3-stars, and 40 random 2-stars. Or as I like to call it, 100 random 2-stars. In the Remy LeBeau vault, we got 1 Mezami token, 1 random 4-star, 3 3-star gambits, 6 heroics, some ISO, and 14 random 2-stars. In the fan favorite legendary store, these can be purchased for 25 command points or rewarded from the Crash of the Titans mission starting on the 10th. 8 5-stars at 15%. These being Black Bolt, Black Panther, Black Widow, Doctor Strange, Jean Grey, Silver Surfer, Thanos, and Old Man Meatbag. So 15%, I got that chance of getting that Black Widow finally.
Oh yeah, you
I
need
still
that.
Don't have her. There are 12 fan favorite 4-stars, which are at 42.5%. Coulson, Blade, Carol, Deadpool, Iceman, Jean Grey, Luke Cage, Medusa, Moon Knight, Peggy Carter, Charles Xavier, and the Wolverine. All other 4-stars make up the other 42.5%. The Mezami Legendary Store, again, tokens can be purchased for 25 command points. They're the rewards from the top round reward and top progression in X-Men Apocalypse. 3 5-stars at 15% being Gambit, Jean Grey, and Old Man Meatbag. 12 latest 4-stars at 42.5, all other 4-stars at 42.5. Powered up, we'll get to later. So, questions, concerns, what do you think?
I think it's anniversary time. I think it sounds good. I can't wait to try and get my Dino championed.
Right, I didn't hear anything that I didn't like.
Yeah, so, I'm really excited about this Apocalypse thing. I love me some Apocalypse.
Yeah, should be a good weekend for Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Local news. I don't know. We're going to travel to Texas. Ian, what you got going on?
There's an Apple Cheese Festival out here in the area that I'm going to go to this weekend. And then Sunday, my family is going to go visit one of my wife's friends and leave me unsupervised all day to watch football and play Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful time.
It is the dream, dude.
You know how enjoyable it is when people just leave you alone to let you watch the football?
I believe it. I don't know it, but I believe it, and I'll tell you all about it.
It's so glorious.
Oh, me and NFL Red Zone are going to have a good time.
Ah, man, my wife generally does a pretty good job, so as long as I keep laundry moving on Sundays, I can, you know, one of the, you know, 2 Sundays a year that I'm not traveling somewhere else.
Right.
I can just sit and watch football all day, and it's glorious.
So, getting close to the dream. Enjoy your guys' trip.
Thanks. Dead air. All right.
Yeah.
Ray had nothing. I was waiting for something.
No, nope. I know.
Okay. He's got a big segment
about
coming
football.
Up. Give him a break.
What you?
No, it was local news. You had nothing.
No, I'm leaving.
Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Speaking of which, I won't be here next week, so party on without me. I'll still be in Texas.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, Craig's
I won't
not
be returning
back.
Until next Thursday.
Oh, all right. I feel like normally Ray and I would formulate a backup plan. I don't have one. I think we're just going to do the show without you.
Yeah. Invite one of our, favorite fans.
Nope. Open a Pandora's box right away, Craig. I'll do that.
No, I'm totally sure Joe's available. We like Joe.
If you beat everybody's favorite sponsor this weekend, kick out the idea to him.
I don't know. Yeah, hopefully we'll run into him.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ray, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, there was so much in the mailbag. D3 forum, there was tons of comments. But Reddit was about normal, so tons of comments. David Franklin first on the website. He has a list of possible alternative Wolverines. The wife-beater shirt Wolverine, the weird Aussie accent 70s cartoon Wolverine.
That one was awesome.
The one-star bone claw Wolverine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Random Wolverine instead of Dazzler, just for Craig.
That's the best one.
He had a bunch of others, but he said the list is endless, and those were my favorites. Stinkbomb said that props for cheese in the crust, Ian. Well done.
Yeah.
He's bonkers impressed. He also said that for Carol, he wants those tiles to pump up. So unless he needs to stop someone immediately, he's going to let the tile generate and then wait and wait for the fortified shell to pop. Or if the fortified shell pops, he fires it right away. So there you go, Craig.
I understand. It makes sense.
Yeah. Perrin Diak says that he really hates it when people mix up Rogue and Rouge. Like, seriously, it grinds my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears?
But for all that, I love the trolling. Because, of course, he does. He also commented on Rogue when we have 4 stars that have 4, 5, or 6 powers. Rogue, however, seems rather underwhelming, not actually being able to absorb a random power from the enemy team. I agree. Yeah, that was something I kind of expected. But
I kind of wish that she worked somehow, like kind of like how Lockjaw's teleport works, where different things happen. If one of her powers would have been like, you know, Rogue once stole this power from so-and-so, and here it is, you know?
Yeah, but then you got Luckjaw doing that. I don't know. You need something different. I do like her ability to take away the team. You make a match and it does no damage and generates no AP for you. That surprised me. I didn't understand how that worked until it happened to me. And I was making matches going, why am I not getting anything?
Yeah.
FAHQ 1977. So much. So many things to write. As always, good show. First, the pumped up character segment is great. Particularly helpful to discuss good pairings and what abilities would be affected. I think it helps a lot of players. Nice job. So there you go. He also commented on Rogue, said that a unique support character represents a commitment to strategy in a character. Sends her ability both stops opponents from gaining AP and doubles your own AP gain to get the full advantage you need to pair her with someone who uses the strongest enemy color. So, you need to know who you're fighting when you go into the battle, select complementary characters. So, it's interesting utility character, keeps you thinking. D-Wing Illinois said that Rouge tiles is a new low even for Craig. And he also said lattice is the only acceptable topping. Fight me.
I'm a full crust guy.
He's drawn a line.
Yeah, that's fine.
So Ian, how do you feel about the fact that when I eat that, like, I only eat two kinds of pie?
Hold on. I'm making my shocked face for everybody at home.
And when I do, I don't eat the crust at all.
I'm disappointed in you.
Okay. Curious.
Okay. Joe said that, boy, that joke sure was something, Craig. he also said, hashtag Daypoo.
Yeah.
One crucial thing seemingly was missing about the shield training in our comments. It seems like folks are unhappy about it, but there was. A lot of people were very unhappy about the shield training. Look, some events you're not going to be able to participate in. Some events are made for the higher end players. Sorry. I mean, it wasn't my decision, but yeah. It's just true. So.
Right. It got you, two Heart of Darkness tokens if you're playing at like my mediocre level.
Yeah, it was still useful. I mean, my wife wasn't able to make it very far, but it was still, you still got to participate a little bit, but...
Yeah, everything can't be for the peasants.
For the peasants, Ian.
That's a whole different game.
And lastly, he said, a change for the characters of the week. I like it. That's simple and straightforward. Amarero. I don't know if that's pronouncing correct, but you can correct me later. First of all, many thanks for the Puerto Rico PSA. Wasn't able to download the podcast until last week due to Maria, so I was very surprised to hear that in the beginning of the show. Many thanks indeed.
I hope you're doing well.
Yeah. Well, he's online again, so that's good.
Yeah.
Rico from the D3 forum said, I like the new format, but if you're going to have a pie segment, you should really be discussing hostess pies and the Marvel characters who pimp them. If you remember in the old comic books, certain characters would come down, defeat the villain, and throw hostess pies at them. Do you remember these ads?
It seems vaguely familiar. I don't immediately, but it sounds, you know, very comic booky.
He put a couple links in, so I had a reference, but found that amusing. Jaden Call immediately responded and said, fake pies have no place in this podcast. he also said that intro music, stamp of approval. I used the X-Men intro music.
Yeah, from the cartoon.
Yeah, I couldn't help it after I heard it during the last week's
show. Did it have the gong?
Yes. Yes, it did. It cut out right after that. and he also said, wow, that joke just keeps on giving.
I'm going to keep bringing it back.
Ian, you nailed the pie review. For those of us not caught up on decades of pie literature, though, can we get a quick history of the featured pie as well? he also said, wow, yet more rouge. And he said, Ray, I must know, do you have options for an alliance of application not on Reddit? Sure, message me on D3 Forum. I'm sure I will get that as well. There you go. Or I can just write your name down now. I probably won't because I'm leaving early in the morning, but it's possible. Moving on, Aestheticist said, playing the old X-Men theme was hilarious, but when it isn't compared to the animated visuals, it sounded really slow. Who knew? I don't know if I got that, but okay. The crack about hiding things in these threads, he said it wasn't because we didn't mention it. It was just the fact that the forum... People treat the forum like a public restroom. They just run in, take a dump, and leave.
All right.
Jeff Cascadian said that the online whining about the shield training is annoying. Nobody has the right to complete every mission. All right. Very straightforward. He also says, stop with the rouge, Craig.
Nope, still like it.
And that the pumped up characters is a good segment.
Hey, I want to interject. Patch threw some info at us on the Discord.
Okay.
He said they did try many variations of Rogue stealing powers. It was a coding nightmare, but there were also things to consider, like you would have to tag which abilities were stealable, like how Fastball Special can only throw certain things.
Right.
And if you had an enemy with no stealable powers, Rogue wouldn't do anything, and then you would feel bad. He said it would also make her a real gimmick character. I think the version he settled on is more fun to play, more useful, and she always does something.
Hashtag suck it, Craig.
It would be bad, and you should feel bad.
Yeah, that was good. That was thorough. I like that. Yeah. That was much appreciated.
Uses brand new code, not related to how Rogue works in any way. So there you go. Thanks, Patch.
Cool. Yeah.
Tony Foot says, on to happier things.
Tony the Foot.
He says, good to hear. He thinks it was me. State how good it was to have a challenge with the 5-star essential node. I do like me a challenge. He says, of refreshing to hear someone not just batter through the nodes in 5 seconds and complain that everything is too hard. Yeah, too many people expect everything to be easy and just give it to them.
Yeah, you can't win all the things.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hard. Some of them are very hard, but that's okay.
Yeah, like the Inhumans one. Oh.
Yeah, very hard. But okay.
Shard Attack responded and said, Tony, I've seen 5 things with the 5-star essentials. 1, way more team-ups suggested and discussed, people discussing what team-ups they are going to use for that node. Strategy on what teams to use. My his supply boosts diminishing and being happy to get more boosts because he's using them up on that node. And the puzzle back in Puzzle Quest.
Well, the apocalypse should be right up your alley then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That really sounds like a big puzzle to solve. I like the...
Hey, I want to send out a PSA for our alliance. Use more team-ups so I can send you some and get some XP. That is all.
Yeah, he's pretty much talking to me because I never use team-ups.
I'm talking to all of you. All y'all.
Yeah.
Put the puzzle back in Puzzle Quest.
I haven't asked for any in 6 months either. But, yeah, I'm just as bad. I just, you know, wanted to dominate everybody else.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Lumpy. That's all we got. All
right. All right, Ian.
Yes. Hey, wait. I've got a question for the legal department.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What, if any, are the consequences for, I want to say, like, unsolicited, unofficial commercial sponsorships for our segments?
I would hope none.
Okay. So if I wanted to make the sponsor for this, if I wanted to say, hey, welcome to our new segment of Boosted Characters, brought to you by Boost Mobile. We're not Australian Sprint, I swear. Like, could we do that, or are we going to get sued by Boost Mobile?
Boost Mobile, not affiliated with this podcast.
Right, there you go. Boom.
Standard disclaimer applied.
All right, Greg, fire away.
Oh, Ian. Nope, I screwed it up again. That's twice. I did it wrong the first time, too. Okay, once again now, girly man, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pop you up. I think we even got the clap at the same time. That was well done.
It was surprisingly well-timed. Fortunately, we had good source material to work with.
I forgot the other joke I wanted to do earlier. Oh, man.
Write it down for next week.
No, I can't, because it was about this. It's because it's anniversary time.
Oh, right.
And I was going to say, Senoro, it's an anniversary, eh? Huh? You like the juice? The juice is good?
The juice is good, no?
Oh, hey, come over here. It's anniversary.
All right.
So please, bellissima. Bellissima. You like the juice?
That's a different sketch, isn't it? Are you blending two sketches?
I think they did that sketch more than once, right? One was from
the one where they like the juice is separate from bellissima, where they all come out and lick the female face.
Yes, the licking one is different.
Bellissima. So this week, man, what a jackpot in Three Starville if you're living there. Deadpool, Strange, Battery Man, Kamala Khan, and Thanos.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an anniversary present if I've ever heard one.
If nothing else, Strange and Thanos. Holy crap.
Yeah. On with the four stars. Carol seems to be sticking around because you just can't get enough of Carol. Thanks. So I'm not going to go over her again. Then there's some dude with some sword and some fangs. He may or may not be a four star. poor Forgotten Blade. He made the cut. X-Force Deadpool made the cut. X-Force Wolverine made the cut. And the always popular Medusa is back. Now, let's see. X-Force Deadpool, he was just the crash, so I vaguely remember what he does. His red costs a ton, but it heals you and damages them. Countdown for what puts out tiles in their strongest color, and hopefully they get matched away and it does some damage, or else they do nothing. And, I should have wrote it down, because I don't remember what Black does. Heals? After he takes damage? Does damage when he takes damage? Does anybody know?
No, that's the revenge one where when you hurt his friends, he...
Yes, that's why it didn't come into play during the Crash of the Titan.
Puts out a one-turn countdown tile and does some damage.
Yeah.
Yep, that is why I didn't remember it, because it's not effective during Crash of the Titans.
True story.
X-Force Wolverine is green, blows up a bunch of tiles, does a little bit of damage. His red either damages you or heals him for a ton, and his black hit just does a ton of damage.
Red? Or is it...
No, not red. He has no red. He's got green, yellow. Yellow either heals him, or if it gets matched away, it hurts you or hurts them for a bunch. And then black is kind of a nuke. It's really, really effective.
Destroys all tiles of one color, the strongest color. Yeah.
Right.
Enemies.
And does damage for each. Yeah. Yes. Oh, no. I've already, what I was looking at went away. Oh, it's the other two. So let's talk a little bit about Blade. He's got some red passives that either make strike tiles or do damage, depending on whether he's hungry or bloodlusty. He's got some, straight-up damage with his tools for the trade.
Oh, that can heal you, too. Is that the one that heals you?
Yeah, he does do a little healing there as well. If you have enough red AP.
Yeah, you have to have red.
Right. More than 7 red, I believe it is. And then the supernatural sense blows up some enemy AP. And again, if you have red, then it creates some tiles if you have red. So, yeah, he's pretty versatile. Everybody loves Medusa. She's got that yellow power that seems to be amazing. It's either generating AP or boosting, giving you health bursts.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, she's got... Yeah, the red's either dealing damage or creating strike tiles, which can then power the yellow some more, and then hair metal swaps tiles and steals enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles. So I don't know which. I mean, everybody already has their go-to teams for Medusa and Carol. Where do I use Blade effectively?
Blade is interesting. I really like using him with the defenders, Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Oh.
Yeah, because, well, I put him in there and don't use all Fiddle Faddle.
Okay.
I don't use that red power.
Right.
I just wait for Bloodlust to kick in and start having Blade kill everyone.
Sure. I think Hero for Hire is Luke's best power anyway, his yellow.
Yeah, his yellow is fantastic. I don't know. I think that's a good combo. You can also use him with, you know, he's just a good versatile character. He's just really good with that green because it does the AoE and can heal him. He heals himself. So really, I think that's key. That and the red.
Oh, and I kind of glazed over the two X-Forces just because they are, you know, classic characters. So I feel like most people have had an opportunity to, you know, use them. I know, Ray, you were a big X-Force Wolverine user for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah, and the two of them together are fantastic, because you use Countdown for what, right, and then hit it with the Surgical Strike.
Right. That is an excessive amount of damage.
Yeah, it really is. Countdown for what, it goes on the strongest enemy color, and Wolverine just attacks those tiles. It's really good use. Cool. You throw Quake in there, and it's a disaster.
There you go. There's some boosted fun right there. X-Force, X-Force, and Quake. I think that's a full segment. I think that's everybody who's. I cut out. I feel like I didn't know. I barely remember last week's segment, so I didn't know what I should add or subtract. And I knew I'd already gone over Carol. I don't want to go over her yet again.
She likes living with Cloak and Dagger.
Does she?
Oh, buddy.
Huh. I've never used those two together.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's good.
The internet tells me I'm supposed to use her with Switch and 3-Star Spidey.
I've certainly never used that team, but interesting. Switch always puts out countdowns, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
and generates all that purple. I don't know what that does. Maybe I don't remember what new Spider-Man does.
Doesn't use purple.
No, well, he's got a. Is his purple not passive anymore? He doesn't put shield tiles out anymore. I know his yellow doesn't heal anymore. It's like just a big punch.
Right. Yeah, and yeah, he.
I don't know. I didn't follow it up. I just looked, and they were like, "Hey, try this team."
Sure.
And I was like, "Okay, I won't."
That one of the ones that was on that weird infographic that was like, "Here's some teams to try."
Yeah, that's probably why I clicked on it, because it was a picture instead of words.
Okay.
And we know that reading's for suckers, so I was like, "Ooh, picture," and then I was like, "Oh, I don't have characters. Never mind." If the suggestion isn't like Hulkbuster, Riri, and Red Hulk, I don't know.
Who do you use with Medusa? Anyone?
Yeah.
I don't have any idea who you would use with Medusa. I get nothing.
Yeah, all I hear is that in a Medusa opposite you situation, the answer indeed is kill Medusa first.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's always. Yeah, you can use her with anyone who makes any kind of tiles.
Yeah, I didn't follow that. I think it was during the shield training? There was a node where it was her and Ghost Rider and I want to say Peggy. And my thought was, oh no, I better get Ghost Rider first, because if I damage too many other people, he's going to kill me with Penance there. She was like, you didn't kill me first, you fool. And I was dead shortly thereafter.
Happens.
Yeah. So those are your boosted characters, pumped up characters for the week.
You pathetic curly man. Listen to me now and
hear
believe
me now
later.
And listen to me later. Oh, yeah. Listen to me now, believe me later. There you go.
All right. What's on the vine?
I got a Ray-looking vine this week. I've been, like I said, I never have enough hero points, and I only run 3 2 stars, and two of the three have reached 144, so I'd really like to sell them and move on. So I've been trying to fill my vine with as many of who I want to use as the replacement, so that way I can just, you know, dump the 2-star, hopefully champ him immediately when I give his space up. So it's nothing but Steve Rogers covers that are going to expire in like 2 days. So I got to get that done. While I was on this cover opening frenzy, I decided I would get, you know, my backup guy ready. So it's like 70% Steve Rogers covers, 30% Dakin covers. And then I got one blue Goddess of Thunder that's going to die in 12 days because I'm never going to get enough of the other kind of Goddess of Thunders.
That's sad.
Yeah, it doesn't seem likely. I suppose it's possible, but I think she is far enough from being champed that I will unfortunately have to. Yeah, she's at 225 right now.
Yeah, that's highly unlikely.
So I'll just, you know, try to get some ISO for that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But that's it. That's my vine.
Yeah, I sold loads and loads and loads of things, but did manage to champion Nick Fury.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
But I'm left with still a Mordo and yet another Sandman dying. Everything else got sold for ISO, sadly.
So I managed, so this is going to be a combined segment. My reward of the week is also in here. From a 2-star token, I got a 4-star War Machine, which is my 14th War Machine cover. But I'm at a conundrum because along with that, I got a bonus cover and my bonus character is Yondu, who is now at a 3-6-3. So I need two more covers in order to use that bonus cover.
Right.
So the question is, do I start...
Sell War Machine instantly.
What's that?
I said sell War Machine instantly.
No, that doesn't make sense.
No, that seems illogical.
I have enough ISO to do 1 4-star, so do I just open up a whole bunch of tokens and hope I get more Yondu?
Yeah. And then sell War Machine instantly.
By the way, they changed War Machine. I don't know if you noticed. Actually, I'm pretty sure you didn't notice.
I didn't.
His Gatling Cannon, you put the countdown tile out there, and it's not until the countdown tile expires that you get the animation. And then he comes at you with the Gatling Cannons and does damage.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah, see? See?
Craig's like, I love this character.
Where's this character been all my game? He makes all these countdown tiles. That sounds fantastic.
So I'm pretty sure I'm championing War Machine and dealing with Yondu later. But
yeah, unless you want to open some covers. I'm always down for that.
The only other thing I have is a 3-star Elektra, which I don't know where she is, and I don't really care. I'd like to have her champed, but, you know, whatever. We'll get there eventually.
Oh, hey, I forgot about this. So I know that there's a 0% chance of this happening.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want to make another cross-country trip this year.
No.
However, in December, the world's greatest maker of fried chicken is having a talk show in Las Vegas.
I did hear that.
I retweeted it in case anybody follows me. But Flav is having a talk show in Vegas. I want to go real bad. I'm not going to make it.
Good. Even more important, because now that you've said that, and I don't know how this snuck by me, probably because... you know, I watch most of my TV on the internet, and I don't get a ton of commercials. What is going on with the remake of Joker's Wild?
I have not seen this.
They are bringing back Joker's Wild, hosted by, you didn't guess it, Snoop Dogg.
What?
What?
Snoop Dogg is hosting Joker's Wild, and it just seems either amazing or really awful. When you spin the wheel... You know, I don't know. I mean, it's just that they're just...
I mean, is he going to shout Joker, Joker, Joker at the screen?
Yes, he is going to shout Joker, Joker, Joker at the screen. One of the prizes you can win when you spin the wheel or when you spin the dials is $420. I mean, they're really hamming it up and I'm really disappointed, but I'm also a real big fan of that game show.
Oh my God, it's on TBS? They have programs, huh?
Yeah, so there you go.
You know what I loved about the classic one is, you know, the other symbols that would appear on the dials, the spinning wheels, were like these 1950s-looking drawn cartoons.
Right.
So it's like, Joker, Joker, oh, history of, you know, laboratories. And you're like, what? And it would, you know, you'd have to answer some question. And I love Joker's Wild.
Yeah, so that's, keep an eye out for that. Tell me how it turns out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try and set that to, all right, October 24th, according to this stuff here from Samurai. I'll try and remember to
nice.
Set a
Yeah, put it in the DVR.
Recording.
How's your vine?
I discussed.
I didn't listen. Shoot. I thought we just skipped you.
And just so we don't have another war, Daywalker actually posted that information first. Just throwing it out there.
You did?
Yeah, like 2 seconds before Samurai.
Well, the first pick is a static image of Snoop all dressed up and Joker's Wild from UNC Samurai.
That is correct. But that doesn't have a date on it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The next is Daywalker posting the date, and then the next is Samurai again posting the exact same information that Daywalker just posted. And you said Samurai, and I just wanted to give credit where credit was due.
It scrolled by with the same thing, so I just assumed that he had, like, hit enter twice, and it had just posted it.
Oh, sure.
More than once.
Yeah. Anyway, just wanted to make sure we...
I'm sorry, okay? Sorry, okay? Ah, man, that joke never gets old, and...
But it's really not even a joke. It's well, I guess it's an inside joke.
Yeah. So it's like, give me some Doritos.
Yeah, it's never not funny, but again, no one's there to get it, so.
Nobody gets it but you guys.
Yeah, not on this show. The reward of the week during my token opening frenzy, I got a lot of 3-star bonus characters, which are all Captain Marvel. Which are pushing me ever closer to another Peggy cover.
Nice. All right, let's open some stuff. Brought to you by...
This guy.
Whom we may or may not run into shortly. Maybe we can meet up at pinballs and play some pinball.
Whatever.
Okay.
He emailed you as well. You can email him back.
He did? Huh. That'd have to require me to probably look at my email.
Yeah, you never look at your email, so...
That's true. I look at enough email at work, I don't ever want to look at email at home.
You two people are the only two people on the planet who look at your private email less than I do.
Sorry.
We read a report at work on who gets the most email at work, and I think I was third. So, I read a lot of email at work, I don't read email at home.
Sure.
Yeah, I just don't read a lot of email.
I'm poking him in the eye, I'm doing it now, ha ha!
Do it!
Oh.
I got a 4-star. I got a 4-star Rocket and Groot. So there you go. He's chapped. I'm going to just throw that on the pile.
Cool. Savage nostril poking gets me a...
star.
Oh, no. Snap.
Go ahead.
What's that? It's a 5-star.
Oh, nice.
It's a Daredevil.
Oh.
Fighting spirit.
Extra nice.
I don't have that one.
You
could use that in the event right now.
The savage nostril poking, I got an image, it was bad.
He's the required 5-star.
For what?
Now.
In the story event.
Oh.
Duck be a lady, the webbed wonder.
Oh, yes.
So I haven't been able to do any of those ones. All right, I got a 4-star. Is that your first one for him, Ian?
Yes.
I got a green hide.
Is that bad?
Well, it's not good. let's see. That adds a level to hide, getting him up to 277. I got lots more tokens, but I ain't got no ISO, so that game is done.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really dangerous.
Ray, you opening more? You going for this Yondu?
No, I don't think so. Not doing it.
All right, fine then. Ian, tell me about the podcast. Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
Whoa. Shout out yet again to this guy. All right, now tell me about the podcast network.
Okay. Will do. Hey, everybody. We're part of a podcast network. It's called the soon-to-be-named network. You can discover it out at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It's got a large variety of excellent podcasts with which you can fill your listening day if, say, you're going on a long plane trip or driving out to Vegas to see Flavor Flav talk about chicken, any of those things. Check us out, Soon to Be Named Network, soon-to-be-named-network.com, with direct links to the shows here on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com.
.com.
That's the number 3, not the word, although I don't know if it makes a difference.
It very much does.
All right, the number 3, not the word.
Bird is the word. All right, I think that's all we got. You guys got anything else?
Nay.
I am good.
Oh, man, I might be able to hit bed by 9 o'clock. This is sweet. thanks everybody for joining us this week. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com, as Ian said. Comments, suggestions, your love of rouge used in normal, you know, conversation. That would be awesome.
Using it in normal conversation, I'm okay with.
Oh, right, my
using
gosh.
Using it incorrectly for rogue, even better.
Before I get corrected, I misled everybody. Uh-oh. Obviously, 3-star Carol gives you 4-star Carol. I don't know what I was thinking. It will never give me a Peggy cover, no matter how much I want it to. That is entirely reliant on Psylocke.
Huh. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. I
just didn't know if she had been changed or something. So I was just
just didn't understand. I couldn't figure out why I was farming 3-star Carol, and that had to be the reason. But I, you know, It's the same reason, and an equally good reason. I was just confused.
Okay.
Some would say it's a better reason.
Yeah, I would. Some would be right.
Samurai says that I will rouge the day that I said that. That's great. Check us out. Amazon banner top for homepage. You buy something, we get some kickback. You can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. You buy something there, and it'll have our sweet, sweet logos and things on it. And that would be even cooler. Become a sweet patron like this guy. And maybe we can, you know, name some section of the show after you. You get your choice of segment, except for that one, because he already picked it. Right. That's all I got for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.